PSAs. I remembered what they're called this time. Oh, okay, I'll start. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that, and fixing this is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take a responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic that we can't simply afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we incessantly talk to those things called cell phones, or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? But despite any funny habits you have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org. I'm gonna keep talking because I'm having an ad on Pandora, and this is, I mean, on Spotify. I'm not using Pandora, I'm using Spotify, and okay, so I'm gonna sell you another PSA. So did you know that, well, first of all, vote next week or 2 weeks from now, November 8th, there's gonna be something and you need to vote. You definitely need to vote. Don't go on the 28th. Somebody said you need to go on the 28th. That's not the right day. It's November 8th. So if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Prep Talk Center where the celebrity pep talkers are standing by, ranging from level 1 gentle to level 13 extreme pep talks. So make sure you get a GED if you don't have one. Okay.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my whited goods, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my
Secretary.
Mr. Burr.
Sir.
And did you hear the news about good old General Mercer?
No.
You know Claremont Street?
Yeah.
They renamed it after him. The Mercer legacy is secure.
Sure.
And all he had to do was die.
Yeah, that's a lot less work.
We ought to give it a try.
Huh.
Now how you gonna get your debt plan through?
I guess I'm gonna finally have to listen to you.
Really?
Talk less. Smile more. Do whatever it takes to get my plan on the Congress floor.
Now Madison and Jefferson are merciless.
Well, hate the sin, love the sinner.
Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Burr, I gotta go.
But
decisions are happening over dinner.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walk into a room.
Diametrically opposed foes.
They emerge with a compromise, having opened doors that were
previously closed, bros.
The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system he can shape however he wants. The Virginians emerge with the nation's capital. And here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played. The art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens.
Thomas claims
Alexander was on Washington's doorstep one day in distress and disarray.
Thomas claims
Alexander said,
I've nowhere else to turn.
And basically begged me to join the fray.
Thomas claims
I approached Madison and said, I know you hate him, but let's hear what he has to say.
Thomas claims
well, I arranged the meeting. I arranged the menu, the venue, the seating.
But no one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one really knows how the party's ETS. The pieces that are sacrificed in every game of chess. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens. Meanwhile, Madison is grappling with the fact that not every issue can be settled by committee.
Meanwhile,
Congress is fighting over where to put the capital. It isn't pretty. Then Jefferson approaches with a dinner and invite, and Madison responds with Virginian insight.
Maybe we can solve one problem with another and win a victory for the Southerners. In other words,
oh, ho.
A quid pro quo.
I suppose.
Wouldn't you like to work a little closer to home?
Actually, I would.
Well, I propose the Potomac.
And you'll provide him his votes.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go.
No.
What else was in the room where it happened? The room where it happened.
Someone else is in the room where it happened.
Alexander Hamilton.
What did they say to you to get you to sell New York City down the river?
Alexander Hamilton.
Did Washington know about the dinner? Was there presidential pressure to deliver?
Alexander Hamilton.
Or did you know even then it doesn't matter where you put the U.S. Capitol?
Cause we'll have the banks. We're in the same spot.
You got more than you gave.
And I wanted what I got. When you got skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't get a win unless you play in the game. Oh, you get love for it, you get hate for it, you get nothing if you
wait for it, wait for it, wait.
God help and forgive me, I wanna build something that's gonna outlive me.
What do you want, girl? What do you want, girl? If you stand for nothing, girl, what do you fall for?
I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens. I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens. Saying what they trade away.
We dream of a brand new start,
but we dream in the dark for the most part.
Dark as a tune where it happens.
I've got to be in the room
where it happens.
I've got to be
in the room where it happens.
I've got to be
in the room where it happens.
I've got to be in the room
where it happens.
I gotta be
the room where it happens.
Get me a drink of water, cause my lips are chapped and faded. Call my Aunt Marie. Help her gather all my things and bury me in all my favorite colors. My sisters and my brothers still. I will not kiss you, cause the hardest part of this is leaving you.
My sisters and my brothers still.
I will not kiss you. Lips are chapped and faded, call my chapped and faded, faded. Kiss you. Lips are chapped and faded. Call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Turn away. Cause I'm awful
just to see. And all my hair's abandoned on my body, oh my agony. Know that I will never marry. Baby, I'm just soggy from the chemo. I'm counting down the days to go. This just ain't living, and I just hope you know I will not kiss you. Lips are chapped and faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Chapped and faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Kiss you.
With my thought, talk is cheap, my darling. all smiles. I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Criticize, you don't analyze, because you can see what I'm trying to be, trying to be. I've been lost and I've been blinded by all the things that I've seen. Overjoyed.
Yeah. peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 oh. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Taking my time on my ride. Easy to say, we have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, 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 I'm falling, so taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Love. see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a
So, this is, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm just going to repeat this because I think something might have gone wrong in the beginning of our show. I am Lauren Parkinson, and I am here with Catherine. Say hi.
Hello.
And, yeah, this show is called Troublemaker. I'm going to read the PSAs over because I think we messed something up. I think I messed something up. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved. You are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and Ad Council. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on the way, visit GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk. And find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and Ad Council. When you're burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before burning a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, and your state forester, Smokey the Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are nearly unacceptable. Right now, 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is the responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends, neighbors, and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities to support them. Challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through, because this is one statistic we can't simply afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. And I got one more for you. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger and are without free school lunches. Many of them will miss meals this summer. Even though your school might, year might end, free kids for your free meals for your kids won't. If your child relies on free education, free reduced-price school lunches, Feeding America can help them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. And this is Lauren and Kat signing off. Okie dokie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.